are listening to the True Frequency Radio Network.
No hate, no hype, no fear.
Good morning. Welcome, everybody. I have to really fight the urge to not just be continuing singing along with that song as we come into the show. It's very difficult because I love that song. I hope you guys like it, too. It gets me pumped up every single day. That song, of course, Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. And I know they're talking about the fact that we're all radioactive because of Fukushima, but I like to pretend that they're talking about us being active on the radio, which is what we are. In fact, guys, active right now on the radio live, just like we are every day, Monday through Friday. It is, of course, 10 o'clock Central Time right now. And this is, of course, your daily dose of deprogramming. My name's JD, and there are a lot of things going on in the world right now. So for the first hour, we're going to always go over the news, most pertinent stories from around the world today and some from your neck of the woods, hopefully. And then in the second hour, just like usual, we try and bring you guys the best guests, the most important researchers, the people who are out there making a difference today. Obviously not going to be any exception. We are thrilled here at Red Pill Reports to once again welcome the one and only Deborah Tavares to the show at 11 o'clock today. We're going to be talking about primary water. We're going to be talking about NASA's secret space war plan, and probably also get into some of the frequency manipulation that's going on around us as the powers that be are working hard to globally enslave our brains. So should be a very enlightening conversation, probably pretty heavy, but Deborah Tavares, probably one of the most well-documented researchers there is on the planet, and we can't thank her enough for agreeing to come onto the show today at 11 o'clock, so do stick tuned for that. I want to recommend everybody go to redpillreports.com. Please go to the top of the page and click on the link that says Mortgage Crisis. There are 9 different articles there right now about Greg Morse's story and Scott Bennett's information. And this, again, this is bigger than Iran-Contra, guys. We are doing everything we can to get this information out into the mainstream so people can take back possession of their homes. And we can, you know, as David Knight put it so eloquently the other day, we can kick these banksters in the nuts, and I'm really happy to be a part of that. So please go download those articles, guys, under the Mortgage Crisis headline up there at the top of redpillreports.com. And also there is a link there to Greg's petition, and the petition signers are growing every single day, more and more people getting involved and deciding to take a real stand against the corruption. It's just unbelievable, this story, if you really get your head around it. So do please check out those links. Please print out those articles and get them in front of your friends and your family. Probably, honestly, the most important story in terms of finance right now going on in the country. Also, in terms of finance, not sure if any of you guys are paying attention to the economy out there, but wowzers, oil took another big dive yesterday. We've got a lot of economic news coming down the pike today. And if you are one of these people, like myself, who would rather not be completely destitute if and when the economic system does fail, well, you're going to want to check out Carrot Bars, guys. And there's a link at the top of the Red Pill Reports homepage there for Carrot Bars. It is a fantastic international, offshore, non-taxable gold savings plan that you can get involved with for essentially nothing. And if you want to get more involved, you can get involved on some pretty significant levels. But Carrot Bars has been around for a long time, and I myself and the other guys here at Red Pill Report super excited about about carrot bars. So if you're looking for some kind of solution to the economic turmoil that is happening and potentially could be increasing, carrot bars is the answer, guys. It's the best one that I've seen. It's the first time in my life I've held a real currency in my very own hands, so I highly recommend it. Please go check that out. I want to give you guys a heads up that tomorrow Chris Kitz will be on the show. Chris Kitz is the developer of Unseen.is, which is a web, an email service that is completely encrypted. There is also the Scene.is component, which is essentially the social media platform, just like Facebook, except that they don't want to cultivate all your information and that you can actually preserve your privacy on there. Now, why would anybody want to preserve their privacy on a social media network? Gosh, I couldn't even imagine, especially given the story about Facebook coming up with artificial intelligence to mediate your comments. We just had that story yesterday. So anyway, Chris Kitz will be on the show tomorrow. We'll talk about why encryption via your personal communication is important, and also why you might want to get involved with a social media network that has a conscience, ladies and gentlemen. So do look forward to that phone, that conversation tomorrow at 11. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, there is a ton of stuff going on in the news right now. And again, for those of you guys who are checking out redpillreports.com on a daily basis, I cannot thank you guys enough. I really appreciate you guys being here. Without you, the listener, it's pretty much just me talking to my cat. So I'm really glad that you guys are here. And part of what we like to do at redpillreports.com is in the show section, which is also at the top of the page every day, you'll be able to see the guest. You'll see all the links for the guest and a little brief summary of what the guest and I are going to be talking about. But you'll also see a whole bunch of news links, most of which I probably won't be able to get to, but these are all the things that we find to be important and to be having an immediate impact on our lives and your lives out there. So it's a good opportunity to go to redpillreports.com and get into the show section, and then you can kind of follow along with things that are happening in the world. So let's jump into the international news right now. This is of course, the 11th day of December, and these are your Red Pill reports for said day. Of course, it is Thursday, or day four of the hostage crisis, as I like to call it, and I'm sure anybody out there in a cubicle right now can relate. But we're almost there, guys. We got one more day. It's basically Friday evening right now. So anyway, moving into the international news right now. Big story coming out of Dublin, Ireland. A lot of people are not picking this one up, but we are going to talk about it because crowds have gathered in Dublin just over the last couple of days to take part in a protest against water charges, right? So we're going to be speaking again today at 11 with Deborah Tavares about this. Well, essentially, it's a UN Agenda 21 initiative to limit our ability to get fresh water. That's essentially what's going on. They're using the fake science of climate change or global warming, and they're instilling all kinds of new austerity measures against us. And one of them that is being highly contested in Ireland is this new charge for water. And the pictures from this particular protest are pretty inspiring, I must say. Now, the officials in Dublin always say it's going to be a much lower number, you know, than the people who are actually there organizing the event. The officials say about 30,000, but if you look at the pictures, very clear to me that we're talking about numbers in excess of at least 50,000, if not 100,000. Majority of the people gathered at Merrion Square, and there were speeches and entertainment. So this was a very, very big event. But unfortunately, there were a few smaller groups of protesters there that gathered by government buildings and eventually did kind of divulge into violence with the police officers there. There were, you know, the stones being thrown and sticks being thrown and things like that. Pretty typical type stuff. But what's important here is that this is just another place on the planet where people have decided to stand up and say enough is enough. And, you know, I can't imagine... I cannot imagine what it's going to take to get Americans out in the streets. And you know, I'm one of the guys who was at the WTO riots. So I have been in some pretty significant protests here in the United States. But you look at places like Greece, you look at places like Ireland, where these people just do not mess around. You know, they'll show up at a protest with a backhoe and just start running people over. They don't care. And I, you know, and again, we're at a point now where the pressure and the screws are coming in from so many different directions that I don't know what other options we have at this point. Obviously, I'm not advocating violence, but man, something's got to be done. Something has to be done here, guys. NATO, big news out of NATO, and we talked a little bit yesterday about Rick Rozoff, who keyed me off onto this story because I hadn't even heard about it. But NATO planes right now are helping Britain scour the waters off of the western Scottish coast after a submarine's periscope was spotted. And of course, this is a search reminiscent of the Cold War. But the British Ministry of Defense said it had received NATO help in the operation and obviously is declining to go into further details. I personally think this story is ludicrous. Of course, if a submarine did get all the way up to periscope depth and had the audacity to put a periscope above water so that it could be seen by anybody in NATO, I guarantee you, and this is, you know, this isn't just conjecture. This is a guy who was a hydraulic and lubrication specialist for the Navy and the Coast Guard and the CIA for a long time. I've been on a lot of ships and I've been on a lot of submarines. No, negative. This did not. There's no possible way that an enemy submarine would come to the surface to put its periscope up. A, because there is no purpose in that other than complete showmanship, which could absolutely be happening. We've seen evidence of both Russian and Chinese submarines popping up in waters where we didn't expect them to be. But that's the key here, guys, is we didn't expect them to be there because we cannot track them. We have zero idea where these people are. So if this boat popped up to periscope depth, it did it. That periscope that they saw was the boat's middle finger. That's exactly what happened here. This was a thumb in the nose, a taunt at the face, whatever you want to call it. But the idea that a submarine could somehow come to periscope depth and then you're going to be able to see it after the fact with a plane, ludicrous. It's completely ludicrous. So what's actually going on there, I have no idea. But the idea that a submarine would come up to periscope depth in some sort of, for any reason other than to just thumb their nose at these people, I have no idea what it would be. And obviously, you know, a submarine that can go, I can't tell you how deep they can go, but they can go a lot deeper than the planes can see. We'll just say that. Keep myself out of a little bit of trouble here. But anyway, NATO planes still looking for a submarine spotted off the coast of Scotland. Ridiculous. Okay. The Netherlands have now rejected, this is a big story here, rejected the demands to allow the UN to replace the Dutch experts at the helm of the Malaysian Airlines Flight M17 investigation. So the Netherlands has said no to allowing the UN to replace the Dutch experts in this investigation with MH17. The law firm that's representing 20 relatives from Belgium, Germany, Netherlands, and the U.S. filed a letter request for the U.N. to appoint a special envoy to take over, and this is according to inquiries on Friday, but the relatives behind the demand accused the Netherlands of completely botching the investigation and the legal framework of the case, which is absolutely a valid concern at this point. They base their accusations on the fact that the Dutch experts have been unable to access the crash site in Ukraine, which is obviously engulfed by internal conflict between the Kiev junta government and the self-proclaimed Donetsk and Lugansk People's Republic. And the letter also blames investigators for failing to meet international requirements to secure evidence, as well as their inability to build a legal case to prosecute those responsible. So Netherlands still at the helm, not going to give up any kind of control in terms of this investigation to the UN and the people there. Who are represented by the lawyers are getting pretty unhappy. So according to the Dutch, the reconstruction of the plane, which is the kind of the name of their game right now, is that they're going to try and reconstruct all of the pieces so they can actually figure out what happened. But they say that reconstruction is going to take months and there probably won't be a final report on the reason for the crash until mid-2015. Meanwhile, black boxes under sequester in London. Nobody has heard hide nor hair of them. Should have been about a 15-minute download and about another 15 minutes of disclosure involved with that entire process. And here we are months later. I would be surprised if anybody could put their fingers on the black boxes at this point. Anyway, moving on, and this is international news, but it does relate to this CIA torture report. This torture report, I'm telling you, is the Christmas gift that CIA wishes they could return. But somebody lost the receipt, so they're going to have to eat these 600 pages. And it's important to also remember that the 600 pages or 575 pages or however many are coming out now is a very small drop in the bucket of the total pages, 7,000, that have not yet been released and most likely will not be released. But and some of the new revelations as people are combing through the redacted portions that have been released, it's become apparent now that the CIA paid at least $1 million to Poland for it to host secret prisons where it incarcerated alleged 9/11 terror suspects, according to the recent U.S. torture report. Warsaw had initially tried to halt the transfer of suspects, but after a generous offer, it suddenly became more flexible. So although redacted, the U.S. torture report does not specifically name Poland. It calls it just the country. But details such as the names of detainees transferred to the country and the time they arrived at the CIA black site match the European Court of Human Rights ruling on the existence of CIA black sites in Poland. So that's how they were able to make this connection. And according to the report, the agreement to host a CIA detention facility in the country created multiple and ongoing difficulties between the country and the CIA. Poland, because of the difficulties, proposed a memorandum of understanding, which was supposed to cover the relative rules and responsibilities of the CIA, but the agency refused to sign the document, and that document was actually in play for about 4 months. And of course, again, CIA refusing to sign that. So because we refused to sign that, and by we, I mean the evil people at the CIA, Warsaw actually rejected the transfer of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who is supposedly, allegedly, the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks. But the following month, the CIA provided X millions of dollars to the country's officials, and the political leadership indicated that the country was now a little more flexible with regard to the number of CIA detainees at the facility. And of course, the sum was redacted in the report. So we know it was at least $1 million, could potentially have been quite a bit more than that. On Wednesday, the country's ex-president, Alexander Kwasniewski, who was in power from 1995 to 2005, confirmed that Poland had agreed to host CIA black sites, but did not authorize the torture of prisoners. And this is the first time the Polish leader has actually admitted that the country had secret CIA detention centers. Should be also noted that at one of these secret CIA detention centers, one of the prisoners was waterboarded 83 times. 83 times. And what was the result of that waterboarding? Well, no credible intelligence. So we basically drowned a guy 83 times in Poland against their will, probably against most of the will of the people who are listening to the show right now, and 83 times. Good times. Okay. Moving on, Saudi Arabia, they have arrested 135 individuals on terrorism charges following an Islamic State-supported attack last month in the country's eastern province. In November, Islamic-affiliated jihadists stormed the Shiite parade in the country, killing 7. The group has also claimed responsibility for the recent shooting of a Danish national in the Saudi capital of Riyadh, according to Bloomberg, and 17 of the 135 people were brought up on charges directly related to the attack on the Shiite celebration. Officials said they found documentation that revealed contact between this terrorist organization and the Islamic State abroad. While most of the suspects were Saudi nationals, 26 had origins in Syria, Egypt, Iraq, Lebanon, Yemen, Afghanistan, Bahrain, and Ethiopia, according to the Saudi press agency. The Saudi Interior Ministry spokesman, who is named General Mansour al-Turki, said that the individuals charged have been accused of waging jihad abroad, recruiting young, aspiring holy warriors to help them fight, financing terror operations, manufacturing explosives, and belonging to terrorist organizations. Separately, Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah announced just Monday this week that he was appointing new cabinet members to oversee the country's universities and mosques. Both are seen as institutions where radical Islamist extremist ideals are promulgated by local clerics. So that is what's happening in Saudi Arabia right now. In semi-related news, from Al-Qaeda, the terror group Al-Qaeda has finally found the limit of its own brutality in observing ultra-violent spin-off the Islamic State. So they've been watching the Islamic State, and they've said, nah, those guys are even a little bit too much for us. And so they have come out just yesterday Listen to this. They have banned their own followers from beheading captives in a statement from the senior cleric of the group as part of the battle for Islamic hearts and minds. Nations worldwide obviously reacted with revulsion to the brutal beheadings of captured soldiers and civilians by the Islamic State, including Brits Alan Hennings and David Haynes. But now, it's the turn of an unlikely extremist jihad group to denounce ISIS. Conforming to its stereotype of issuing long, complex messages and edicts to its followers, in contrast to the snappy social media output of the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda released a 43-minute statement on the matter by Nasir al-Anzi, who is the senior commander of Al-Qaeda. Referring to ISIS without actually mentioning by name, the message might seem strange to those who remember previous Al-Qaeda atrocities, including obviously the World Trade Center attack and beheading captives in the past. He said, no doubt some of our brothers were affected by seeing scenes of beheadings that were spread recently. We do not accept and we strongly reject them. He goes on to say that recording such acts and spreading them among the people in the name of religion and jihad, they see as a very big mistake. It is not acceptable, no matter the justification. Therefore, I assert that whoever does such actions, talking about beheadings, he has violated the command of Sheikh Osama. And of course, they're talking about the juggernaut of global jihad, Osama bin Laden, when he says that. So very interesting. Al-Qaeda now saying maybe beheadings just a little bit too extreme, even for us. Very, very crazy. And then a huge confidential leak of documents coming out talking about tax deals in Luxembourg. This is the second in the LuxLeak disclosures, where we have already learned that many, 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 and by many, I mean over 340 global spelling companies like FedEx, Pepsi, IKEA, Disney, the Koch brothers, blah, blah, blah. Well, they use Luxembourg so that they can really avoid a, diplomatically, a lot of taxes. They avoid a lot of taxes. All of those companies over there are basically subject to Luxembourg's low tax rate of about 1%. So still going on there, wondering if anything's going to come from this. No, of course not. It's, you know, economic stuff, so no one's ever going to go to jail. But that is what's happening. More people indicating that they know about what's going on in Luxembourg. So that is what's going on. I want to jump into some national news really quickly here. There's been a story that I've been following that really, really bothers me. And the verdict came in yesterday. And this is according to the Supreme Court ruling just on Wednesday. I'm sorry. Workers do not need to be paid for the time that they are required to spend in line for security screenings. This is obviously talking about the Amazon case that has been going across the country right now. But in a 9-0 decision, the justices rejected a fair pay lawsuit brought by warehouse workers in Nevada who package and ship products for Amazon. So the workers here were arguing that they deserved extra pay because they had to spend as much as 25 minutes at the end of the day going through a security screening designed to prevent thefts. And here's where I would initiate my argument, is that that is not extra pay. But I'll come back to that in a second. So federal law says employees must pay workers in a minimum wage and for overtime, but only for the time that they are engaged in the quote-unquote principal activity of their jobs, not for time of coming or going to their work sites. That's one of the things I'm going to disagree with here adamantly in just a moment. But the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco ruled for the Nevada warehouse workers on the grounds that they were required to stand in line for the security screening. This added time to their work days, and it was done for the benefit of the employer, according to the appeals court. But the decision triggered several class action lawsuits brought by workers seeking back pay from Amazon, Apple, and CVS and other retailers who rely on warehouse distributors. But the Supreme Court took up the company's appeal, and they reversed the Ninth Circuit's ruling. Federal law covers only quote-unquote, the productive work that the employee is employed to perform. And this is, of course, according to Justice Clarence Thomas, is saying that this is, and the case, if you're looking for it, is Integrity Staffing Solutions versus Busk. That's the name of the case that they were responsible for here. He goes on to say, and this is Justice Clarence Thomas again, saying Integrity Staffing did not employ its workers to undergo security screenings, but to retrieve products from warehouse shelves and package those products for shipment to Amazon customers. So the workers do not need to be paid, according to Thomas, because their principal work does not include the employee's time spent waiting to undergo security screenings. I really disagree with this, and I'll tell you why. I got You know, going back to my work history as a DOD contractor, as somebody who was a hydraulic and lubrication specialist working for the Navy, I spent a lot of time on shipyards, guys. And I don't know if you've ever been to a shipyard, talking about like Naval Base San Diego or NABC over in Norfolk, Virginia. But here's the deal, is that those places are ginormous, okay? So you get to your gate, you park the car, you go in through your security screening. You got to have a hard hat on just to walk through the gate. You got to have steel-toed boots on to walk through the gate. But you might be 45 minutes away from your boat, from where you actually need to go to work. But I'll tell you what, that 45-minute walk is the most dangerous walk. Short of being in war, being on a shipyard is the most dangerous place that you can possibly be on the planet. And I'm not saying that lightly. I've seen guys get driven into the ground like tent pegs as things fall on their heads. So I've seen it. I know how dangerous it is. And I'm telling you, and I had to get on my boss about this because my boss did not want to pay my crew until they actually arrived at the work site on the ship. And I said, negative. If I'm bringing my crew to a dangerous environment where there are cranes and other idiots running around, not that my crew was idiots or that the people there are idiots, but you know what I mean? There's other people who are only concerned about themselves who are doing very technical, highly dangerous things. There is a risk to my crew as soon as they are on property for getting hurt by someone else's negligence. And I guarantee you that my guys are getting paid for that. And if I am required by Amazon to show up and stand in a line where I am subject to potential injury or anything, if I'm subject to some other idiot doing something wrong and I'm there against my will, you better be sure you're paying me for it. And that's the argument that I would take in this situation. Very disappointed with this whole Supreme Court deal. Anyway, we got a 3-minute break, guys. Plenty more news to cover. Deborah Tavares at the 11 o'clock hour. This is going to be a fantastic day. Really appreciate you guys being here. 3-minute break. This is, of course, your daily dose of deprogramming. We'll be right back, guys.
So, you want the news and information without the hate, the hype, the fear? Well, you've come to the right place. You can support Truth Frequency Radio by spreading the word on social networking sites like Facebook, Twitter, or your favorite forums. Want to take Truth Frequency Radio on the road? Listen on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or other mobile devices. Want more than just the free stuff? Sign up for a VIP membership for as little as $4 a month and get super high-quality downloads, member-only content, and instant access to your favorite shows without the wait. It's only through your loving support that we're able to cover the cost and continue broadcasting. So now, stay tuned for more Free Speech Radio right here on the Truth Frequency Radio Network. KTFRN. Worldwide.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Down the rabbit hole with Popeye, Tuesday through Friday, Truth Frequency Radio.
Welcome back to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. It is straight up 10:30 right now. We're right in the middle of our new segment for the day, and I have to come back to this stupid story about the Amazon employees. Here's the litmus test, guys. I'm just going to give you the litmus test. Let's just say that you got 10 people standing in line waiting to get out of work, right? They're going through the security check. It takes a few minutes per person or whatever. Let's just say, hypothetically, that one of the new Amazon robots. I'm not sure if you guys have been on YouTube and seen the new Amazon robots that they have at some of their facilities. They are absolutely amazing, as a side note. But let's just say one of these robots, hypothetically, becomes self-aware and decides to go full-on Terminator. Obviously, all of these robots at Amazon, fully equipped with laser eye beam shooters and things like that. I made that up. But let's just say, hypothetically, one of those robots becomes self-aware, goes full-on Terminator, kills all the people in the line waiting to leave Amazon. Who's going to sue? Every single family member of those people who died, and who are they going to sue? You think they're going to sue the people there because they were standing there? No, they're there against their will, and they got killed by a killer robot from Amazon. That makes Amazon culpable because Amazon was keeping them there on their property against their will. That's the litmus test. If something can happen to those people while they're waiting in line to leave, the lawsuit would fall on Amazon or Integrity Staffing or whatever. Absolutely, definitively shows without a doubt these people should be being paid for their time. So anyway, that's what's going on there. I'm going to digress away from that situation. Obviously, there's a whole lot of other things going on in the world. Los Angeles, you guys are in the news not only because of the threat of extreme weather, obviously not as bad as Northern California, but they are going to get some major rain tonight and tomorrow, moving into Friday, and it could be pretty catastrophic. They're actually saying that the snowfall in the Sierra Nevadas will be blizzard-like conditions, 100-mile-an-hour winds. We're talking about some severe, severe weather. Again, if you're up there in the mountains, have a vehicle preparation kit, man. I mean, you're going to get stuck. There's no question in my mind, because they are calling for up to 75% of the snowpack that is normally there for an annual basis in the Sierra Nevadas. You guys are going to be at 75% by the end of the weekend, which is not typical, we'll say. You guys are going to get a lot of snow, and the lower regions there in the northern part of California are going to get upwards of between 6 and 8 inches of rain. Obviously, this is very good news because of the drought situation, but because of the drought situation and the somewhat saturated nature of the soil right now because of the rain that they have been getting, I definitely want people to be aware of mudslides, flash floods, things like that. California is really going to get hard by this one. This is going to be a much bigger storm than I think people are anticipating. Our memories for these storms don't carry back very far. And so this one I really want people to be paying attention to. But in another news story coming out of Los Angeles, and what could be considered by some to be ironically great timing, the Marines are scheduled to train in downtown LA beginning tomorrow, and they will be hosting or demonstrating or carrying out a series of military raids using military helicopters over the downtown area and conducting raids at multiple quote-unquote undisclosed locations, which will be quote-unquote off-limits from the public, for the public, for safety reasons, according to CBS News. So if you're downtown LA tomorrow and you're seeing Black Hawk helicopters running around, be aware that it is just a drill. We could obviously have a quick discussion about why it is that the Marines are now drilling in cities, things like that. Obviously, the timing is a little ironic given all of the mass protests that are breaking out, especially given their proximity to Berkeley and Oakland, very close to Los Angeles also. But why is it now we see so many military exercises involving storming high-rise buildings and using helicopters in cities and non-rural settings? Is unbelievable to me. So, LA, just a heads up, guys, you guys are going to see some helicopters and some craziness going down in downtown LA tomorrow. Just should be absolutely wild and crazy. Anyway, moving on, speaking of wild and crazy, a Wyoming robber with a toy gun, well, he had a bad day because he was shot by a pharmacist with a real gun. So a would-be robber in Wyoming may have thought it would be a clever idea to try and rob a local pharmacy using a fake gun. But the situation turned pretty real quick when the pharmacist behind the counter actually pulled out a gun of his own and shot the guy in the chest. The man did not pass away. He is undergoing medical treatment right now. And what's unusual about this is they still haven't decided that they're going to press charges against the pharmacist right now for defending his property and his life. Obviously, if a police officer was presented with a fake gun, he could shoot the heck out of anybody and there would never be a question. So, but if you're a private citizen and someone aims a fake gun at you and you shoot them as a result, well, you may not get off quite as easily as law enforcement. So that's what's going on there. According to Justin Amash, Congress has just now passed a bill which grants the government and law enforcement unlimited access to the communications of every American. This just came across the newswire this morning. It was something that I completely missed, and I appreciate this fantastic team at redpillreports.com for keeping the real relevant news in front of me. Without Robert and Fletch, I would be completely lost here in my life. But anyway, so the Michigan lawmaker discovered that the Intelligence Authorization Act for fiscal year 2015 had been amended with a provision that authorizes, quote-unquote, the acquisition, retention, and dissemination of all communication data from U.S. citizens. And he desperately attempted to organize a roll call to vote on the bill. However, the legislation was passed yesterday, 325-100, via a voice vote, which is a green light for what Amash describes as one of the most egregious sections of law I've encountered during my time as a representative. The bill allows private communications of Americans to be scooped up without a court order and then transferred to law enforcement for criminal investigations. The legislation effectively codifies and legalizes mass warrantless NSA surveillance on the American people, and there was barely a whisper of debate. This bill now goes to the Senate. I think we're doomed here, guys. I mean, everybody, I can sit here and say, call your senators and blah, 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 but these people are corporate entities right now. They're nothing. They don't have any interest in what it is that you and I feel like should be going on in our country. So I don't know. We'll keep an eye on this and see which way it goes. But that bill is moving towards the Senate right now. And you can read the entirety of the text. And, of course, we're talking about, let's see here. Yes, the Intelligence Authorization Act. So you can do a quick search for the Intelligence Authorization Act, and you'll be able to find the text of that whole bill in its entirety. Scary, scary stuff there. Also, coming out of the 1,603-page government spending bill released by the U.S. House of Representatives late on Tuesday is a provision that would enable wealthy individuals to make significantly larger contributions to political parties, which is obviously just what we need in this country, right? We need more input from the wealthy elite into our political system because that game plan has worked so well so far. So now what they're looking to do, well, let's just talk about current finance campaign law. Individuals right now are not allowed to give more than $32,400 a year to the Democratic National Committee or the Republican National Committee. But in a section, which is ironically called Other Matters, which is on page 1599 of the spending bill, if you would like to go look at it, it sets separate limits for donations earmarked for the National Party's political conventions, the National Party's buildings, and the potential recount efforts of any national party. So now, individuals will be allowed to donate more than three times the annual party contribution limit to each of the earmarked efforts in an addition to the party itself. So this is effectively allowing one person, one single person now, to funnel $324,000 a year a tenfold increase from current campaign finance law, ladies and gentlemen, $324,000 a year per person to party efforts. So good government groups are pretty surprised by the inclusion of the language because they had believed they had adverted earlier efforts to include campaign finance provisions related to coordination between independent groups and political candidates. But apparently the price for a seat at the table in Washington just went up again and, of course, is now even further out of reach for all but the richest of Americans. That's, of course, according to the campaign leader, President Meredith McGee. So, yeah, more political tomfoolery is going on. And speaking of political tomfoolery, President Barack Obama told a group of illegal immigrants in Tennessee just this week that his immigration law rewrite means that you are not going to be deported. That is a direct quote. Obama's admission acknowledged that his November 21st declaration provides de facto amnesty, in fact, for 12 million illegals living in the United States. The confession that he made to these illegal immigrants in Tennessee obviously contradicts his many suggestions and many media reports that his November 21st amnesty covers only 5 million illegal immigrants whose children have citizenship or green cards. But in practice, the president is actually allowing all 12 million illegals who have not committed major felonies, probably some who have, and who are not terrorists, probably some who are, to illegally stay and compete for work against the lower-wage Americans and American professionals. So what we are essentially saying, and this is, of course, a direct quote from Barack Obama, saying what we are essentially saying is that in this low-priority list, you are not going to be deported. And he's telling a crowd of people, again, in Tennessee, including illegal aliens, what we are saying also is that those of you who have American children or children who are legal permanent residents that you can actually register, submit yourself to a background criminal check, pay any back taxes, and commit to paying future taxes. And if you do all that, you'll actually get a piece of paper that gives you an assurance that you can work and live here without fear of deportation. So, 5 million? I don't think so. Sounds more like 12 million to me. And again, didn't even sign the executive order to make that possible, but that's what's happening there, guys. Thousands of Kentucky cell phone users received a urgent government emergency alert and were told to prepare for action earlier this week. And they are now saying that it was a mixture of human and computer error causing the civil emergency alert to be sent to tens of thousands of cell phones in southern Kentucky just earlier this week on Tuesday. There was never actually an emergency, but just nice to know that they can reach out and touch all of us via our cell phones in the event that they want to control our minds. I mean, in the event that there's something big happening that we need to know about. I'm sorry, that was a complete Freudian slip. Let's talk a little bit about the economy right now, because, again, if you guys are paying attention, it makes no sense. Dow obviously down yesterday, hugely. Dow back up today, again, hugely, more than 200 points up already in early trading, which literally makes no sense to me at all, because oil, $60.91 right now, guys, down, still down almost another whole percent today. Brent below $65 a barrel, just making zero sense in my mind. And let's looking at what gold and silver are doing. Gold has fallen off of its rather bullish run yesterday. It was up, I think, about 40 points yesterday, about $40, excuse me. And it's now down just a touch to $12.23, and silver staying right above $17 an ounce right now. So what in the world is going on? I don't know, but there has been a pretty eye-opening disclosure coming out of Mark Slavo's site talking about something that the Treasury Department just announced yesterday. And this is eye-opening, guys. So the department, the U.S. Treasury, which is tasked with managing the country's debt as well as the banking system as a whole, according to a new report, the Treasury Department has ordered over $200,000 in survival kits for as many as 3,814 employees who oversee the federal banking system. So it's not clear right now why the federal government has ordered the kits, but perhaps they're expecting some sort of disturbance to take place and they want their employees to be prepared for it. According to Zero Hedge, the kits will be delivered to every major bank in the United States, including Wells Fargo, JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Capital One. And these kits, which contain items like high calorie food rations, emergency water, first aid supplies, and an emergency radio, obviously suggests that the Treasury Department wants their people to be prepared for a scenario where they may have to be out of contact from officials for between 24 and 48 hours. You can go to the Office of Comptroller of the Currency and you can actually see what is in these kits. But does the Treasury Department know something that we don't know? And why is it that they're giving these guys, you know, in the community, the prepper community, you know, a fanny pack sized bag like that with high calorie food and water and emergency blankets and things like that, we consider that to be a get home bag. So what in the world could the Treasury Department be planning for that they think something, you know, could happen which would eliminate their employees' ability to get home? It's just really bizarre to me that that's what's going on. There's another fantastic article. I do not have time to go through this whole thing right now, but it's on Lou Rockwell. Of course, all of these articles are hosted at redpillreports.com in the show section. But this particular article is done by David Stockman, who is an ex-congressman, if I'm not mistaken. Very, very intelligent guy. And this entire article outlines how essentially the Fed is right now ignoring the shale bubble just like they ignored the housing bubble. And this thing is chock full of charts, and every single one of them will scare the heck out of you, I swear. And one of the things that is in this article that I like so much, we've talked so many times about, you know, where is that profitability line for shale? Is it 80 bucks? Is it 70 bucks? Is it 60 bucks? You know, what does a shale company actually need the price of oil to be at to be profitable or to even stay afloat? This article actually has a wonderful graph in it that breaks down the profit per company. So it goes through about 19 different companies and shows you very clearly what the profit level that they would have to maintain just to break even. And most of the numbers, guys, are below $90. You know, you get between, after the first five, you get below $90, and we're talking about a lot of insolvency. And why is it so important that the North American's oil fields make more than $50 or $55 a barrel? It's important because, and a lot of people may not understand this about fracking, but fracking itself is a very, very quick return type of initiative. So there's a lot of costs involved with putting the wells in the ground in terms of keeping things running, but they develop about 90% of their profits just within the first 2 years. And then after that, everything goes kind of away, which is why they have this need to continue to reinvest in new wells and in new locations. But without profit, they're not going to have that capital to turn over to reinvest. So again, we're going to see this shale boom and the shale bubble bursting, I think, having some really, really, really broad effects on the economy. Speaking of broad effects on the economy, according to Zero Hedge, Russia has began testing the de-dollarization-driven payment system. Of course, this payment system they were trying to have online by May of next year, but because the ruble and the yuan have taken some tumbles in the last couple of days, well, they want to get this SWIFT replacement system up and running by the 15th of December. So the pilot program involves S&P Bank and Rossiya, which are very, very large banks. Of course, if this pilot program is successful there, that will obviously be a big boon to Russian banking in general, and they'll probably move to move this system into all the other banks in the country there. But that's what they're doing, again, trying to get away from the dollar. Now, is that a reaction to us pushing them away, or is that part of the plan from the get-go? Really difficult to say at this point, but that is what's happening in Russia. They're moving much quicker on their SWIFT program than they had originally indicated. Let's see here, another article coming out of Blacklisted News regarding a McKinsey survey showing right now that 40% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. How's that economic recovery working for you guys out there right now? Two out of three, you guys, or one out of three, you guys living paycheck to paycheck? Actually, it's more than that, at 40%. It used to be one out of three in 2012, but obviously we've seen a pretty marked increase since then. So let's see here. 40% of the consumers were surveyed say they are coping with the challenge of living paycheck to paycheck. And today, just 23% say they are optimistic about the economy, which is down from 27% before or just at the beginning of the recession in 2009. So a lot of economic stuff going on in the world. Let's see here. Moving into some tech news here real quick. I'll tell you this. Sony hack is absolutely unbelievable. Some of the new information. I mean, this is a gift that just keeps on giving as well, just like this whole CIA torture report. But the FBI's come out now and said, yeah, about that whole North Korean connection. You guys are smarter than us because we don't see it. North Korea coming out saying they cannot confirm whether the computer leak that has devastated Sony Pictures was orchestrated by North Korea or anyone else. And meanwhile, hackers themselves have posted more threats and more confidential information. The latest leak, which have been combed by internet security firms, notably include personal phone numbers and other data belonging to celebrities like Brad Pitt, Julia Roberts, and Tom Hanks. But there's so much more that's worse than that. Documents reveal thousands of confidential vendor contracts which the studio has signed with all of its partners, from filming equipment providers to all of the ancillary producers of merchandise that accompanies the latest releases. The trove also contains unreleased scripts, documents pertaining to court cases in which the studio is embroiled, including lawsuits by the Screen Actors Guild. This leak is obviously going to further damage morale because nobody there at company still, as of today right now, can use their computers. The entire network system has been completely shut down. And again, all of these parcels, these data parcels that were released by the hackers, are now quickly becoming available on public torrent sites. Speaking of public torrent sites, I had a little article yesterday about the raid that occurred against Pirate Bay over in Sweden. Well, so yesterday Pirate Bay went down and has set sail now for Costa Rica. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Pirate Bay back online at a Costa Rican domain. Right now it is just a mirror. There is no actual torrents there to download, and if you look for one, they'll throw you an error message. But according to earlier reports, the Pirate Bay had recently moved to a cloud-based infrastructure that used 21 different virtual servers controlled by a load balancer. And the idea, according to the Pirate Bay, was that distributed architecture would make it essentially raid-proof, and the site could simply be moved from domain to domain. So whether or not that comes to fruition, well, it remains to be seen. And why does this matter? Well, the Pirate Bay has served both as a rallying point for those who are too cheap to pay for electronic media, as well as more civic-minded folks who use the site as a form of protest against the increasingly draconian copyright laws. The Pirate Bay has always touted itself as the most resilient pirate site on the web, and I guess the future will hold for us revelations about exactly how resilient the Pirate Bay might be. So keep an eye on that. I'll certainly give you guys a heads up if I find that site to be up and working again. Anyways, moving on to some other information. There has been a report from CBS this morning giving people a little bit of extra warning about hackers during the holidays. The big phishing scams are going on already, and people are getting emails disguised to look like delivery notifications or confirmation emails from some of the major companies. And during the holidays, it's not unusual to get a lot of illegitimate emails every single day. So if you are getting information from retailers that you have bought things from that require you either to open an attachment in an email or to sign in through your email, don't do that. Just kill that whole email. Go back to Amazon or wherever, go to their actual site and do any kind of research that you need to do there, because anybody right now, I'll tell you, that is sending you an email that asks you to log in, it's definitely a phishing scam. So be on alert because they are increasing right now as we move forward into the holiday season. News from the Navy right now, as the Navy has officially christened their new laser weapon as serviceable, or whatever you want to call it. They're essentially using their new laser weapon. There's a great video from space.com. Of course, it's hosted in the news section for today. And it's not really as cool as you would think it is, because the laser is essentially non-visible. So but it does look successful. And so the Navy now has a laser weapon. Obviously increases their targetability range pretty profoundly. And some of the tests that they show in the videos are pretty impressive. So moving into the future on that front, scary, brave new world. I don't really necessarily think it's necessary for the Navy to have laser weapons, but hey, there we go. Moving on to some health news. This was pretty startling, I thought. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services just announced this week that they are offering liability protections to the drug makers rushing to develop Ebola vaccines and urged other countries to follow suit. So what are we doing? we're limiting the liability of the companies who are developing the Ebola vaccines. Wow. Okay, so Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell made the announcement as part of the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act in a move aimed at encouraging the development and availability of experimental Ebola vaccines. But this declaration provides immunity under U.S. law against legal claims related to manufacturing, testing, development, distribution, or administration of three vaccines for the Ebola virus. However, it does not provide immunity for a claim brought in a court outside of the United States, which is why obviously these idiots are trying to get it, you know, encouraging it to be picked up by other countries, quote unquote. So, wow, if that makes you a little bit more curious about the agenda behind this Ebola vaccine, I don't know what could possibly pique your curiosity anymore. If they are preemptively removing liability, it's pretty much open season on the human species at this point from a vaccine standpoint. So startling news coming out of Health and Human Services. Unbelievable. Another fantastically unbelievable news. Corporations have recently changed the name of high fructose corn syrup. Oh my gosh, yes, that's true. The product we're talking about is General Mills Vanilla Chex, and an updated version of the cereal sold in most conventional grocery and discount stores for many years. The front of the box clearly states that the product contains no high fructose corn syrup, which is something that we all look for now in the stores because we are well aware of how bad high fructose corn syrup is for us. But if you turn it over and read the ingredients on the back, there it is, the brand new isolated fructose. Well, why is this a problem? Well, according to the Corn Refiners Association, there's been a very sneaky little name change. The corn fructose is now being used to denote a product that was previously known as HFCS-90, meaning that it is a 90% pure fructose. Compare this to what is termed as regular high fructose corn syrup, which contains either 42 or 55% fructose, and you'll know why General Mills is so eager to keep you in the dark. Obviously, these people at General Mills have our best interests at heart, I'm sure. Anyways, lots of other health news that I'm not going to be able to get to and a few more tech stories. Please go to redpillreports.com. Please check out our Facebook page, too. Oh, my gosh, like us on Facebook, guys. We've got a lot of people liking us on Facebook. Stick with us. 3-minute break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Deborah Tavares, and we'll be talking about primary water and why the agencies are so concerned about that buzzword, ladies and gentlemen. Keep it right here. 3-minute break.
At Truth Frequency Radio, we bring you the very best personalities in the independent media without the corporate influence and with limited commercial interruption. Over the past year, Truth Frequency Radio has become one of the fastest growing media outlets in the world, and we owe it all to you. That's why with every donation of $30 or more, we'll send you your very own Survive Drive as a way of saying thanks for your continued support. The Survive Drive is jam-packed with nearly 600 ebooks to help you survive everything from everyday life to major disasters. Donate today and we'll continue to wage war against the powers that shouldn't be. Again, thanks for your support and for making Truth Frequency Radio your choice for news without the hate, hype, and fear.
Judith Baker was once a promising science student who dreamed of finding a cure for cancer. This exposé is an account of how she strayed from a path of mainstream scholarship to a life of espionage in New Orleans with Lee Harvey Oswald. In her narrative, she offers extensive documentation on how she came to be a cancer expert and what led to her involvement in the development of a biological weapon that Oswald was to smuggle into Cuba to eliminate Fidel Castro. Details on what she knew of Kennedy's impending assassination and her belief that Oswald was a deep cover intelligence agent who was framed for an assassination he was actually trying to prevent are also revealed. Me and Lee by Judith Baker. Special JFK 50th Anniversary Signed Limited Edition. $30 including shipping. Limited number of these available. Order your copy today at federaljack.com/store.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Real people. Real radio.
Initiating the truth frequency.
This is Truth Frequency Radio.
Welcome back to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the 11th day of December, and we are moving into the second hour of our broadcast today, which is always the guest section. And today we've got a absolutely one of the most monumentally important activists against the New World Order and against this Agenda 21. You could describe Deborah Tavares as a single woman wrecking ball, really, against the Agenda 21 program. She has been working to secure our rights and to keep us educated about the threats to all of our individual sovereignty for such a long time. It's just absolutely astounding. Probably one of the most well-documented researchers out there. And if you go to today's show section here at redpillreports.com and check out the show section for today's guest, you will be able to find all of Deborah Tavares' links to her website, stopthecrime.net. You'll also be able to find the YouTube link to Stop the Crime on the YouTube channel, which is fantastic. There are also plenty of articles that she has recently posted, all kinds of incredibly important information that you can find here under this link for today's show. And also under the link for today's show, there is a video of Deborah at a public forum just here in November speaking out against speaking out for knowledge about primary water. And boy, I'll tell you, she got shut down at this speech. There is a major agenda to keep the issue of primary water out of the minds and the hearts of the people. Deborah, what is it about primary water that seems to scare these people so much?
Well, it's the false science and reality of where water really comes from that has been withheld. Again, we've got to go back to many of the source documents, such as Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars, the report from Iron Mountain. Mm-hmm. We quickly learn that he who controls science controls everything. And so this was stated, this is what has occurred, and sadly, the use of science, as many of us now realize, is being used for the control and profits of a few, and certainly well advancing the annual numbers of population reduction or genocide, as the report from Iron Mountain recommends when it was released. They said there needs to be a maximum number of deaths and certainly assaults on property, et cetera. But I want to get back to what you were talking about, the meeting that I attended. Mm-hmm. This meeting was in Northern California, and it was a meeting where ranchers and farmers were being told that they face extreme water restrictions. And they had all of the corporate agencies of the government here in California there to tell them the requirements of massive data collection and the extreme cost that would be involved in literally keeping track with USGS equipment on the amount of extraction that they take out of the streams and the rivers.
Wow.
And they recommended, because the cost to buy this equipment, this one gauge alone is $27,000.
Oh,
and every year it costs $25,000 to calibrate it.
Are you serious?
This is what these farmers and ranchers were being told at this meeting.
Oh.
In fact, you can listen to this meeting. We videotaped the entire meeting. It is up on StopTheCrime.net. We took just synopsises of it so people could, you know, just understand what it is. But it's called Alert, Water Ranchers and Farmers Face Extreme Water Restrictions. We actually have it also under Water Restrictions on Food. Farmers and Ranchers Face Extreme Water Restrictions. So go to StopTheCrime.net to our YouTube channel that you can find at the top of the page,
yes.
And you can watch a portion of this, and you'll certainly see what you mentioned, me being shut down. But let me just tell you what these farmers and ranchers were being told. And because they don't understand how water works, they're willing to concede to these monstrous policies. And we're going to talk about that because this is happening all over the country, all over the world. We have the video coverage that we did of the farmers and ranchers in Northern California, Sonoma County, which, we attended this workshop. We're being informed that they must provide detailed water usage data, and they were being told that they must participate in a water demand management program by agents from the state, the county, the local water agencies, including the County Farm Bureau and the USDA. Now, many people, many farmers, sadly believe that the USDA and the Farm Bureaus are in their corner. They're not. They're all incorporated. They're agencies that are working for all of these restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And many of us also believe we have a federal government that is representing us, and, of course, we all know that that's not the case either.
Right.
But those that attended this meeting were told about the requirements to collect data on their water diversions or extractions, as I was saying, from the streams and rivers.
Mm-hmm.
And the data collection would be used to determine how to enforce the reduced water regulations that the California legislation is now created to restrict water usage.
Mm-hmm.
And the property owners were all told that it was up to them to verify that their wells were not impacting stream flows. Now, the reason I'm telling everyone this right now is for all rural properties that are on wells, this is what's going to happen to you. And the agency said that they recognized the studies to prove that individual well impacts on streams and river flows is difficult and likely very expensive. The state is requiring it, and the property owners that do not fill out these diversion forms will be fined.
Wow.
And there was a grant given also of $5.7 million to be used for building ponds and reservoirs for water storage. And the presenter of that information chuckled and said, well, that reservoir builder became very wealthy. So what we have is the creation of a continued structure that fails, and I'll get into that in a minute. But what the most important aspect of this meeting was about was the state programs to monitor and regulate the water usage. And they were being told at this meeting that they would be phased in. These programs are being phased in, and they're only phasing in a small portion of the first phase, with decreasing water access over the next several years. And the property owners were encouraged to hire a licensed and state-approved engineer to assist in supplying the state with technical data. And the data submittals might even be required on a monthly basis. So this is going to put many farmers and ranchers out of business because of the high cost.
Absolutely.
Of filling out all this data requirement. But the bottom line and where they're ultimately heading with this phased-in water reduction is the ultimate goal is to take as many properties off river water or stream water entirely and have them hooked up to recycled water.
Wow.
And, J.D., this is what we discovered in the document we found out of Oxford, England, and it is a document that I would recommend everyone download and share with all you know. It's on stopthecrime.net, and it is under Water Wars, and it's entitled Water Market USA. And it talks about the players, the global controllers involved in privatizing the global water supply. They obviously recognize that as soon as they privatize the water, they literally can then centralize control over everything. Mm-hmm. And that's why understanding how water works is so vitally important. Another aspect of water control, and this, I was talking to some friends I know out of Ireland, and Ireland has an abundance of water, and the people have never been charged for water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as of late, they have been forcing smart meters on all of the private homeowners, and there have been massive protests in the streets. We're mm-hmm. not hearing about this.
We did a little. I actually covered this story this morning because, as you're saying right now, the people are really angry, and they're estimating 100,000 people in the streets of Dublin just yesterday. And it was a full-on, you know, they had entertainers and stages, and, I mean, it was a big, big deal. But there are a lot of people now in Ireland, just like you say, stepping up against this, you know, I call it an austerity measure. But what actually are they being charged for water there now? Because the articles that I've read haven't actually outlined what it is that people are protesting, you know?
Well, the problem with the government is that the Irish people pay extremely high taxes.
Mm-hmm.
A gallon of gas is $7.50.
Oh, wow.
Other taxes are enormous. Water was always free because, as I said, there's an abundance of water in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And as they start to put on the meters, people are being charged for something they never were charged for before. And so the costs are just added to the high cost of living now and the lower wages, the fact that the Irish people are now in massive home foreclosures, increasingly so, and anticipated foreclosures over the coming year in 2015 as well.
Mm.
But one of the aspects of privatizing and radiation were used by the Third Reich, and radiation can induce passivity to those that consume it, in addition to other physical effects. And once our water is privatized, water companies can then administer fluoride without anyone's oversight, although we have no oversight anyway.
Right.
Really what we're talking about here, JD, is our relationship with survival.
Mm-hmm.
That is the bottom line of this conversation and other conversations. It's not the survival of a few people, but all living things on the planet. The assault is that broad.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about the addition of chemicals and toxins to our water supply, when we talk about the GMOs, all of the other poisons, fertilizers, chemicals, we talk about the overhead geoengineering program, we talk about the statutory illegal rules and regulations and ordinances that are coming out of our local cities now, which is going to increase because of the climate action plans.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are now being required to reduce our carbon footprint or our CO2. Science is all flipped around. We should be out speaking everywhere we can
mm-hmm.
against the fraudulent science of global warming.
Well,
I know many people really don't understand how to explain that it's fraudulent. And what I would recommend is that people watch the documentary, The Report from Iron Mountain. Mm-hmm. Now, it is not the report itself. It is an aspect of the report that was created as a documentary. But it explains how global warming was invented to replace war. And global warming... they needed to have a fear to the extent that it overrode the loss of life that war created. And they decided that they would pollute the ecology on every level, that it would take a generation and a half, about 30 years. That was back in 1961.
Mm-hmm.
But it was back about 1991 that we started hearing the amped-up media propaganda machine starting to talk about pollution and blaming overpopulation for the pollution, mm-hmm. when in fact it was all intentionally done by mega corporations. And we've got a YouTube up, and I would recommend that everybody watch it. It's called Water Wars, Stealing Our Water for Control and Profit. Water Wars, Stealing Our Water for Control and Profit. We go through how this could happen, why we are where we are. And that's because we have been kept in an illusion. We simply must move out of this virtual reality. Because the idea now that water is a finite resource, we have limited supply, is a reverse to the reality. We have an abundance of water. And it's just extremely important that people understand this aspect of science as soon as possible, mm-hmm. because our very lives are at stake. Once water is reduced, automatically the food supply is reduced, and people, particularly in third world countries, die more rapidly, and that's the intention. That's what the report from Iron Mountain tells us. That's what many reports tell us, is the intention to reduce the population. And in the report, again, that I referred to out of Oxford, England, the Water Market USA, it talks about how the privatization will allow for total dominance and control. And they're excited about the fact that they hadn't really gotten into the idea of controlling water to the extent that they now have realized that it's such a profitable market. Again, you've got to realize the United States is a corporation. You can type in United States, Inc. onto Dun & Bradstreet. Mm-hmm. We're a corporation, and we're managed by mega, mini corporations, and the EPA, the U.S. Fish and Game, or Fish and Wildlife, as they like to be called now, the FCC, the Center for Disease Control. All of these agencies are corporations. What I like to tell people to do is, obviously, number one, everyone needs to, of course, realize the false science of global warming and climate change. We all recognize at this point that climate change is really the covert and it's also called geoengineering, chemtrailing, whatever you'd like to call it. But geoengineering is the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate. And I think at this point we really have to stop talking about what's happening, in the sense that we really don't need to convince people anymore.
Right.
It is what it is. And we have to face the fact that it's so enormous that we're really talking about, as I said earlier, our relationship with survival. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to be able to understand where our efforts need to be placed unless we're able to fully recognize what we face. And that's the intention of these programs, is to not overwhelm people. I do recognize that there's a tremendous amount of sorrow and the sense of being betrayed. We have been betrayed.
Yes.
And I know that people have to work through that emotional place. But there's empowerment, as you know, J.D., on the other side of knowing these things.
Oh, absolutely. It makes you the most powerful person in the world once you really realize what your place in society actually is, or what it's supposed to be, you know, as ordained by God, you know.
That's exactly right. And so we're talking about survival. We're talking about technologies that are set to literally redefine what human is. In fact, we have also a YouTube posted. It's called Technology, Extinction of Humanity. Technology, Extinction of Humanity. And that is a program that we filmed with IEEE, Institute for Electrical and Electronic Engineers. Okay. We participated in a two-day conference, and it was diabolical. they were talking about what it would look like beyond 2025 and primarily beyond 2035. Society will not be as we know it now. In fact, people will not be as we know ourselves now because of the interfacing with computers. And I'll get to that in a minute, but I really want to share this wonderful news about primary water with all the listeners, because this really is a gift to know this information. And we have to have some positive things to talk about as we gather over the coming holidays with our loved ones to share this amazing, wonderful news. So what is primary water? Well, we've discovered that there are two phases, two cycles of water. There's the secondary phase of water and the primary phase. And the secondary phase is what we think, what we've been taught, is our water supply, and that's snowmelt and rain. Mm-hmm. Snowmelt and rain. In fact, all the visible water on the surface of the planet comes from primary water. Primary water is a combination of hydrogen and oxygen that is deep within the mantle of the Earth. And it combines, and then once it becomes water, it must surface. That is how we have springs that flow continuously.
Hmm.
That's how we have geysers.
Mm-hmm.
Anak Mountains, hilltops in Hawaii, islands right in the middle of the ocean. And you see these gorgeous cascading waterfalls coming off the top of these volcanic mountains mm-hmm. that continuously flow into these beautiful swimming pools below. People aren't wondering, where is that water coming from? There's also a very interesting geyser. It's called FLY, F-L-Y, FLY geyser. People should type that in and check that out.
Okay.
It's right in the middle of a desert. In fact, primary water is in abundance. And we've got to start looking down for water instead of up, because water surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, here in Northern California, Napa, the Napa earthquake, which was a 6.0, the end of August of 2014, people were scratching their heads because the parched, dried streams and creeks started to flow with water.
Really?
And in fact, one of the Napa City wells became an artesian well.
Wow.
And they were wondering, where on earth is this water coming from?
Right.
Well, you can go to stopthecrime.net. You can click on the primary water link at the top of the home page, primary water.
Mm-hmm.
You will find that one of the reasons we have earthquakes is because of the pressure of the water that must exit. And so it did. When the fractures occurred, it allowed the release of the water.
Hmm.
In fact, we have been in communication with a number of primary water experts, and we understand that if primary water was drilled for and was allowed to exit and to be used by us, it would decrease the magnitude of earthquakes. We could reduce maybe a 6.0 to a 3.0.
Wow.
Just by releasing the pressure, it's got to come out. And here's what's happened. This is just so unbelievable, but it's such good news for us because, sadly, we have all been drinking polluted water, secondary water. In fact, we have two YouTubes that are must watch for everybody that's listening, and share these far and wide. Go to stopthecrime.net to the primary water link at the top of the home page, and you can find these YouTubes, and you can also just type these in your YouTube channel as well, or you know, in your YouTube link as well.
Okay.
Primary water explained. Primary water explained. We are looking at an illustration, and we're discussing how primary water is manufactured, how it surfaces, and what that looks like, and how you drill for it and where you get it. It's an amazing YouTube with a diagram of an explanation. Also, the other YouTube we have posted is Water Crisis Hoax, H-O-A-X, Water Crisis Hoax. They're must-watch YouTubes. I hope that all of you share this far and wide, because primary water is good news, because this provides all of us with all the pure, clean water we need. In fact, J.D., we also discovered, because we were talking to primary water experts, we were informed that in Hungary, in Budapest, there were a number of globally renowned scientists that came out of Budapest in the late 1800s and early 1900s, extremely brilliant people, child prodigies, and the like. They were all drinking primary water. Hmm. Now, we know that fluoridation drops our IQ. That's what the Harvard research papers tell us.
Yep.
We have been intentionally dumbed down. We have all been intentionally denied access to the water that would allow us critical thinking. This is why I think so many of us are frustrated with the danger that is right around us on every level, and so few people seem to recognize it. Mm-hmm. Because we have been dumbed down, manipulated, psychologically traumatized.
Chemically altered.
And chemically altered, absolutely, chemical lobotomies.
Mm-hmm.
But down deep, people are recognizing something is extremely wrong,
mm-hmm.
and people are starting to shake out of their stupor to a certain extent. And what we really are hoping, that this good news of primary water, and more importantly, the fact that this was a hidden reality from all of us, will allow people to look at the broader picture of our reality, in the sense that, you know, when you learn the water facts, when you go to stopthecrime.net or you go to the Primary Water Institute, you'll see the evidence that will provide all of us with the knowledge to combat the corporate media fear campaign. And we have to spread the truth to everyone that we know about this, because this is the same playbook of fossil fuels and the idea that we had a finite resource in petroleum.
Absolutely. Deborah, I hate to interrupt you. We just got to go to a quick 3-minute break. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about this issue of primary water. And I want to really talk about the EPA for just a second, too, because I think you can look at two things that the EPA have done recently, which will outline very specifically what this agenda is all about. Keep it right here. 3-minute break.
So you want the news and information without the hate, the hype, the fear. Well, you've come to the right place. You can support Truth Frequency Radio by spreading the word on social networking sites like Facebook, Twitter, or your favorite forums. Want to take Truth Frequency Radio on the road? Listen on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or other mobile devices. Want more than just the free stuff? Sign up for a VIP membership for as little as $4 a month and get super high-quality downloads, member-only content, and instant access to your favorite shows without the wait. It's only through your loving support that we're able to cover the cost and continue broadcasting. So now, stay tuned for more Free Speech Radio right here on the Truth Frequency Radio Network. KTFRN. Worldwide.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardener.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Since our founding in 2005, we at YouTube have continually strived to bring you the best possible video experience on the internet. But now, we're updating YouTube to make it even better and give our users more of what they want.
Ever since our Google Plus integration, we've seen a 30% reduction in racist and bigoted comments. People are even starting to notice the complete lack of bigoted comments, and frankly, they miss them. To make up for this deficit, we have added auto-commenting bots to YouTube Plus that can be set to either type racist or hateful comments. Similar to the auto-comment bot, we've created the auto-spam bot, which allows terrible YouTubers to beg people to watch their horrible excuses for videos they put out. These comments can go out to every video they've ever interacted with.
Hey guys! So we're like really wanting to be filmmakers on YouTube, and we'd totes appreciate it if you come watch our videos and comment, like, and subscribe. That'd be totes amazeballs. Yeah, we really like subscribers.
YouTube Plus. We own you!
The 100th Monkey Radio with Tom and Ramon.
Saturdays on Truth Frequency Radio.
Welcome back to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not sure what happened to our bumper music there, but apparently that was the upgraded techno mix that we got to listen to just there. Sometimes some goofy stuff goes on with Skype. We do apologize for that, but we're doing the best that we can. It is, of course, the second segment of our guest segment today. This is, normally your daily dose of deprogramming, and today you are getting a full prescription dose from the one and only Deborah Tavares, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about primary water and the agencies as they kind of move in to control this this resource, really just to keep the information about the resource off the main page of our daily news here. But Deborah, one of the things that is really striking me in this conversation, and for people out there who don't understand the collusion that's going on between corporate entities and the agencies that are tasked to keep them from doing bad things, let's just look at the EPA right now, because you know, the EPA, we had Doreen Haunis on last week, and she was talking about how the EPA has essentially changed the definition of navigable water. And they are essentially coming out now saying that if you've got a pond on your property or a stream or some gutter, you know, some drips from your gutter, that you're responsible for any type of pollution that might be in that water. And the pollution that they outline are things like sand and gravel and dirt, biological stuff like pollen. I mean, ridiculous. But at the same time, the EPA is the organization that gave the entire fracking community a full pass on pollution of water. So, I mean, you can see very clearly just with those two events that the EPA doesn't care about pollution at all, but the EPA's main mandate, at least to me, seems to be to control our ability to survive on our own property. Would you agree with that?
Well, absolutely, and even more profound than that, the EPA has been set up to advance the privatization of the water and also to advance the mandated United Nations Biodiversity Treaty, where we're forced to recognize endangered species. And what the EPA is being tasked to do, it's really one of the tips of the spears that you will find in the document, again, that we discovered out of Oxford, England, a free download from stopthecrime.net under the Water Wars link. And the EPA is being tasked to create standards for biodiversity requirements to reduce the killing of various fish and endangered species that our public water agencies will not be able to afford to build these fish ladders. They're building fish ladders here in Northern California. For example, a 10-mile strip on a creek is costing over $60 million.
What?
And this fish ladder will, it's what it is, a fish ladder. I was curious on what a fish ladder meant, and let me just briefly describe it. It's very, fairly simple. It's just a little tributary that they build off of a main creek or waterway that is kind of like an off-ramp on a freeway.
Okay.
Where you can, the fish can swim off this and be able to navigate outside of the flow of the river. And this 10-mile strip is, as I said, costing $60 million. But here is what is so unbelievable. We actually toured this fish ladder, and they're using huge redwood pylons as the diversion for these ladders. And as you know, when you look at piers that are built out of wood out off the coast on, you know, from the beach stretching out, they deteriorate.
Yeah.
Actually, they have a 25-year anticipated lifespan. All of this money, $60 million plus, because we watch our County Board of Supervisors here in Sonoma County regularly approve additions to the cost of this fish ladder. So ultimately, we don't know now how much this is really going to cost us, but it will have a failure rate within short of 25 years.
Hmm.
The whole thing is going to just, they're saying that by then the trees will grow in, it will prevent much of the changing of the creek as it now is, it won't divert as often, etc. But we have the overhead geoengineering. It's killing the trees. None of the plant material is growing as it should, and many of these pylons are right out in the middle of the river. Trees are not going to sprout up out in the middle of a river.
Right.
Having said that, the EPA is the point of the spear, as I said, in advancing unreal policies that are not real. Again, this is all part of this virtual reality to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions and global warming.
Mm-hmm.
And the EPA is mentioned many times, again, in this Water Market USA, as well as the Department of Interior. Now, before I get into the Department of Interior, I wanted to bring back what you were just talking about, J.D., with the EPA identifying riparian right-of-ways. We've got to be careful with words, because I'll tell you, most people don't know how to pronounce riparian. They don't even know what it means. So when we are hit with a word coming out of our de facto corporate city and local governments that we don't know, we better pay attention. Because what everyone needs to realize, and this I know is a stretch for many people, but this is the reality. Our city governments, our state governments, our counties do not serve us. So when they're working in their offices every day and you drive by them, they're working against us. The policies now that are being created are all based upon the need to reduce your greenhouse gas emissions. That's all fabrication.
Right.
It's dangerous. It's parasitical policies that are set to eliminate property ownership. This is the Wildlands Project in full swing,
wow.
And there's multiple plans in how this is being orchestrated. Not only will many farmers and ranchers literally walk away from their farms and their ranches, but they'll give up their livelihoods with the illusion that there's a water scarcity.
Right.
And there isn't. We have an abundance of water. So in that minute and 30 seconds that I had at that meeting before I was shut down,
mm-hmm.
I was advising all the farmers and ranchers to look at primary water, to consider pulling their well drilling permits now, and get in touch with primary water experts and drill for primary water. Now, people say, well, how deep do you have to go? Well, it can be from zero to, you know, however many feet. It depends on many aspects of your property. The water's underneath all of us,
mm-hmm.
and it needs to exit. So what we're recommending, because what we're seeing here in California now because of this engineered drought, is Ventura County, which is in Southern California, basically, and Montecito, which is near Santa Barbara in California. They're all... Montecito is looking at the same emergency well drilling moratorium where you cannot drill for new wells.
Wow.
I know that this is going to cascade across all the cities and counties in our state, and I'm recommending, and many are already pulling their well permits. Doesn't mean that they can't take that permit status away whenever they would feel like it, but we've got to try to access primary water for our neighbors around us, to assure that we have good, clean water, because this is as I said in the beginning of the show, JD, we're talking about our relationship with survival here.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're wanting everyone, of course, to understand the mechanics and how water where water really comes from, we have to understand the severity of this disinformation and what it really means.
Yes.
And it is a simple it really is a simple concept to realize where water comes from. Again, I can't recommend more highly that people watch the YouTube entitled Primary Water Explained.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to get back to the EPA and the Department of Interior and the Army Corps of Engineers, how all of these agencies, corporate agencies, are literally shredding our country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does everyone working in these agencies realize how they're contributing to the demise of humanity? Of course not.
Right.
But the policies that all of these agencies base their rules and regulations on are policies based on global warming,
mm-hmm,
and climate change. All the listeners can type in fact, I recommend, any agency, type in the name of the agency, for example, the EPA, followed by policies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. You will find policies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Again, fraudulent science.
Right.
Type in the Center for Disease Control. You may wonder, why on earth would the Center of Disease Control have policies based on reducing greenhouse gas emissions? That's a pretty scary situation, actually.
It is, yeah.
Because I found a chart that the Center for Disease Control has, and I have that up on my YouTube entitled, Who is Running America and the CAP? CAP. Who is Running America and the CAP? Most people would be pretty shocked to find out that the Center for Disease Control is saying that there will be such enormous health effects due to climate change. They talk about how there will be sea level rise, floods, droughts, wildfires, storms, changes in weather patterns, high food prices and food scarcity.
Mm-hmm.
There will be all types of air pollution, followed by various types of illnesses that we're all going to be confronted with, which, of course, is all being manufactured through the weaponized weather control programs.
Right.
They talk about heat-related illnesses. But one of the things that the EPA discusses multiple times is our increase in mental illness. And in many of the source documents that we've reviewed, we learned way back in the 60s from these documents that future hospitals will become prisons. And when you think about all of the new hospitals that are being built right now, you've kind of got to ask yourself, where's all that money coming from? Why are there mega, mega Kaisers and Sutters? I mean, we have mega building of a multi-million dollar facility here in Santa Rosa, here in Northern California, of a Sutter. It just opened. It's enormous. And when you look at the level of manufactured mental illnesses based on all of the pharmaceuticals,
mm-hmm,
all the poisons and toxins from the air, the water, the food supply, The mental illnesses, you have to ask the next question, what's going on with all of that? And what we really have is the goal is mass mind control.
Right.
And that's really what we're facing now with so many people that are not able to connect to reality. And in fact, I found this article just in time for the holidays so that all the listeners can be aware of what retailers are doing. Retailers are using science in their stores to create an improved shopping experience. And they're saying that they're getting into customers' brains, and they now have the technology to do it. And it's called consumer neuroscience, and companies are getting valuable shopper intel that can shape the shopping experience. They say the bigger stores are using this neuroscience, that it's now a new norm. And they talk about how the digital world is taking off with more competition in traditional brick-and-mortar buildings. And that is now playing in the new field is our mind in our subconscious. So they're getting into our thoughts, our minds. This is what is called a brain interface, brain-computer interfacing.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk a lot about that on our website. In fact, we have a document. It's called Human Performance. You can go to the top of stopthecrime.net, type in Human Performance. You will find the words like non-invasive brain-computer interface. Again,
wow.
We all need to pay close attention to words, non-invasive. There's nothing that would be non-invasive that would control your brains.
Right.
And it's the same thing with water. Again, the idea of scarce water and the idea that the EPA is now defining and extending pollution standards onto rivers and streams. They're doing that here in Northern California. They're saying that people that are on septic systems are polluting the rivers and creeks.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a huge shift. Oh, my goodness.
Well, that is what is being discussed now. And this is, of course, going to eliminate lots of private property ownership. Again, this is all part of the Wildlands Project, the taking of our lands.
Just juxtapose the concern about septic tanks versus fracking. I mean, honestly, if you think about those two different practices, one of them is obviously okay for the world. It's been going on forever and ever and ever. And obviously fracking, not so safe. And look at where they're throwing their hat in the ring, you know. They support one. They want to eliminate our freedom on the other hand. It's just astounding, Deborah.
Well, it is. There's another document on stopthecrime.net under the Water Wars link. We found it out of Israel. It's a Goldman Sachs document. It's called Sustainable Growth, Taking a Deep Dive into Water. And I just wanted to tell you what they're talking about, what they're saying about fracking. They're saying natural gas is a growing alternative to oil, led by shale revolution in the United States. The extraction of unconventional gas is water intensive,
yes.
And an adequate water supply is a critical. Development has been aided by the United States' abundant water resources. And what is happening, when you look at this document, again, Sustainable Growth, Taking a Deep Dive into Water with Goldman Sachs, and you look at the participants in this, you see the private sector recognizes the water risk. And you have names of companies. You have Starbucks, Intel, which are information technologies that are in on this entire enormous disinfo campaign, General Motors, utilities. All the utility companies are involved. In fact, we discovered that Pacific Gas and Electric here in Northern California, which stands for PG&E is the acronym, Pacific Gas and Electric. If you type in Rothschild after Pacific Gas and Electric, you find that the CEO of Rothschild LLC is on the board at Pacific Gas and Electric. Pacific Gas and Electric was at the 1992 Rio Earth Summit and was intended to be and has been the role model and the template for all of the other utilities across the nation, Rothschild. And we also discovered that PG&E owns the water rights to the uphill water flows of the Russian River here in Sonoma County. Just geographically, the Russian River flows very near Bohemian Grove, and we have been told that that is our primary water source. That is not the Eel River that PG&E controls the dam. They own the water rights, and they have requested reduced flows into the Russian River. Now, if it were not for the secondary water cycle that we have right now, the severe rains that we have here in Northern California, we would be feeling those restricted flows from PG&E. In fact, most recently in Brazil, in one of a water-rich area, actually, the utility company there reduced the flows, and they were sued and had to increase the flows again. But what are they? They're playing around with secondary water and the illusion that that's where our. And again, as I said, we have to realize where water really comes from. That is the good news. It's important that people go to stopthecrime.net, go to either the Water Wars link and the Primary Water link. You're going to see YouTubes at the top of both those sites. You're going to see the opportunity to print off flyers. They're half-sheet, double-sided flyers. We recommend that you either use our flyer as a template and make your own and start distributing this information, because you can also deliver this information to your local city councils, your county board of supervisors, to your water boards, to everyone you can. We carry the flyers in our, I carry them in my purse, for example. And we have magnetic signs that we're putting on our vehicles that are also saying that primary water, why we don't have a water shortage. And then we have a website, primarywater.org. So we're recommending that everybody utilize the holidays to spread the gift of water. We are the water planet. We have an abundance of water. We have a sinister plot with this corporate government agency system that has been set up globally. Again, we're not only USA Inc., we're Earth Inc. This is an attack on the global society, on the global human family. Mm-hmm. And it requires our participation. Our silence is our acceptance of these plans.
Absolutely.
And many people, I think, JD, are silent because they haven't spent a few hours. That's all it would take to understand the water cycle and to empower themselves with the ability to feel that they can speak. So we're encouraging people to look at Water Crisis Hoax, the YouTube, and Primary Water Explained. You would be investing 2 hours, and you would be learning one of the most important realities of how water really works and where it comes from.
It really is a liberating piece of information. I mean, it really is. That's the most liberating thing I've ever heard you say, actually, Deborah.
Well, it is. It is. Because had we been talking a number of years ago, maybe 60-plus years ago, we may have been talking about petroleum and how it was fabricated to be fossil fuels. And that's what's really amazing is when we look in all of our documents now, all of our city documents, all of the sustainability documents, our children's textbooks in schools, it all refers to petroleum and gas as fossil fuel.
Right.
So we're going to have to liberate, as you said, the minds of the idea of scarcity and finite resources. We are being emotionally traumatized by all of the illusion of scarcity. We're being charged enormous amounts of money because we do not understand how science really works. We've got to discard the illusion of global warming, get out of that false reality. Again, I recommend the documentary, the report from Iron Mountain. There are other things that you can read. I'm trying to advance a few documentaries and YouTubes to watch so that people can get on board with understanding as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. We have been massively brainwashed. Our public school is nothing but disinformation.
Yes.
And JD, I want to leave on a happy note when we get to the last few moments of this program.
Okay, we've got about 2.5 right now, so if you'd like to take it from here, go right ahead.
Well, I appreciate that. I do want to say at this point, I'm looking forward to coming back up on the program because I'm going to be releasing some information about the extended sex programs being launched in our schools right now. It is heartbreaking.
Really?
As much information as we process, this was very traumatizing. And I'm going to just leave it at that for the moment because
okay. We'll
be ready to break with this information here when we're back up on your show.
Okay.
It will be something that we will be putting together on StopTheCrime.net. It is absolutely unimaginable, the plans and the funding and the corporations behind the sexual abuse and literally creating the acceptance of pedophilia and rape and worse.
Wow.
It is far worse than any of us realize.
Will you have that ready by the 15th of January? I'm being asked to ask you right now.
I will.
Okay. That would be a day that we would like you to have you back on if you would like to commit to that.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
But for the moment, because we have these wonderful family times ahead of us over the Christmas and New Year's, please, everyone, pass out this fabulous news of primary water and understand how water really works. Don't be frightened. Don't allow this media campaign to frighten you. That's what the intention of it is. We don't have scarcity.
I'll tell you, those are two of my biggest battles that I want to fight, too, is this fictional idea of scarcity and competition. Those two concepts do not belong in our society anymore. And when you have concepts like fictional scarcity and fictional competition, and then you have profit-driven organizations out inflicting real death and destruction for the sake of profit and fake money based on the misconceptions of scarcity and competition, you get the mess exactly like we're in right now. And Deborah, I cannot thank you enough for joining us on the Red Pill Reports radio broadcast today. This has always been, always enlightening to have you here.
Well, thank you, JD, and I'll look forward to coming back on January the 15th, and we'll break that horrific reality.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and enjoy the holiday season as it is coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, just to let you guys know, just about every single article and YouTube video that is available at StopTheCrime.net is also in our show section for today at RedPillReports.com. So if you want to go to either location and find out all of the things that Deborah was talking about, highly encourage it. Please go to StopTheCrime.net also and get some flyers. It's a perfect opportunity this holiday to get people in the know. Thank you guys for tuning in today. This has been your Daily Dose of Deprogramming. I will join you again tomorrow. Take care of
you. You make a great team. It's been that way since the day you met. But your erectile dysfunction? It could be a question of blood flow. Sometimes when a politician has been in D.C. too long, it goes to his head and he just can't seem to get the job done. Used on a daily basis, WinnerEgg in Congress will help you every time the moment is right to have your voice heard at the federal level. When using WinnerEgg, it's important to note that the borders will be secured, Second Amendment rights protected, Obamacare and Planned Parenthood will be defunded, and common sense will be used in solving the nation's problems. Other signs of erectile dysfunction may include extreme skin discoloration, the inability to punch oneself out of a wet paper bag,
or maintain a spine in the face of liberal opposition, amore di gramine verde, smoking,
and golf. If you have a boner lasting longer than 23 years, seek immediate medical attention. WinnerEgg. Because Boehner shouldn't count as chickens before they hatch.
It's Boehner.
I'm J.D. WinnerEgg, and I approve this message.